In ancient times, you know, worms and beetles and bugs were used to produce dye with which cloth was coloured. By collecting and squashing large quantities of them, vibrant and lasting colours were released. The rarest and most costly of these were the ones that produced the red and purple dyes, which is why kings were always arrayed in these colours. They were of great worth and value. And there was a particular worm that gave its life for the red dye. Psalm 22:6 tells us, "But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people." Psalm 22, the messianic psalm which foretells Jesus' death on the cross, speaks of this worm whose colour would be produced as he was crushed and his life blood drained away. The lamb slain from the foundation of the earth, first seen in Genesis. An innocent animal's throat is cut, its life blood spurts out and soaks the ground. The skin is used to cover Adam and Eve. Horrific. The blood was stuck all over their bodies wherever the skin of the animal came into contact. It had a purpose and a lesson for us. The skin wasn't there to keep them warm. It was there to cover what had happened. Sin. It separates. And it brought death into a world that had never known decay. The only antidote to death is life. There had to be an injection of life from somewhere. Someone, something needed to give its life in exchange for theirs to restore fellowship with God. The life is in the blood. We can read all this in Genesis and Passover. Passover, that's what it was all about. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Exodus 12:13-23. God's promise to the Jews the night before they escaped from Egypt. The blood caused him to withhold the death penalty. Blood. Why did the God of all comfort insist from Genesis to Revelation that blood was the only way back for humanity, the only way he, the Holy One, could look upon us again? Why did he say, "When I see it, I won't allow the angel of death to touch you"? If we don't understand why the blood is so important to both God and us, we only have half an understanding of why Jesus had to die such a brutal, bloody and horrific death. The sinless for the sinful. And Father was pleased. Colossians 1:19-20, "For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." It pleased the Father to bruise him, it tells us in Isaiah 53. Oh God, his innocent blood needed to be shed for God's sake as well as ours. His righteousness and holiness could not look upon fallen humanity without it. He could not look on what he had created, that which he loved, without it. So Jesus became the Lamb who was slain in God's foreknowledge long before he created anything, the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the earth. And his innocent blood needed to be shed for our sake. And he gave it willingly. No one took his life. He offered it up. Now we point to the blood as our justification and redemption. When we mess up, big or small, the blood is our plea. When we need protection from danger, the blood is our plea. The blood of Jesus, God's master stroke, cost him all he had, his beloved Son. God so loved, he gave. Sometimes we just need to be reminded of the basics, don't we? Who started all this?